It's Saturday morning and time for the Coach's Show, an in-depth look at high school sports with the coaches and players behind the headlines on News Radio KWOS 950 and 104.5. Here's Missouri Hall of Fame sportscaster Kevin Kelly.
Good morning and welcome to the Coach's Show. We are joined by Helias Lady Crusaders head soccer coach Jay Hebenheimer. Coach, postseason is here for the spring sports.
Yes, it is. We've been waiting, and we're almost two full years for it, and it's finally on us. So Lady Crusaders are excited and ready, and we're hoping our faith is going to carry us through this postseason.
And it's a big deal that you get to host this.
No, absolutely. It, for any school who gets the opportunity to host, it's a big deal. So our first year in Class 4, so yes, our opportunity to host our first Class 4 district title is an exciting opportunity for us.
Give me some of your thoughts with regards to your team as you head into districts.
The spiel we've been giving them all season as coaches is, you know, those first 21 games are just dress rehearsals for what we're about to undertake on Tuesday night against Capital City. The girls are excited and ready. If you look at our schedule, I know we're 9-11, but we play, in my opinion, the toughest schedule in Missouri. So we get those tough teams. We played two former state champions in St. James and QND, and we explained to the girls that we play those tough teams to get us ready for what we're going to do on Tuesday night.
Season's a battle, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. It's a roller coaster ride, and it's fun. I tell you what, you know, you get your highs, you get your lows, and ultimately, as coaches, we're preparing them for life on the field, but you know, we're also trying to get them ready for life after school and life outside the field. So I got a good group of girls with a solid heads on their shoulders, and they're ready to compete at a high level.
Districts will start on Tuesday. Title game will be on Thursday. We'll take a look at the first round matchups in just a second. When you take a look at the four teams, they are very, very similar, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely. And if you look at the head-to-head battles, it makes it very confusing, you know. So on any given day, all four of us have amazing talent, amazing teams, but you know, getting them to play at that consistent level is sometimes a challenge. But you know, between us and Cap City and Jeff City and Rockridge, man, there's talent through and through, and ultimately these next couple games are going to be exciting and fun.
Let's spend a moment and talk about what you said just a moment ago. All three teams that you will face in the district or that are in the district with Helias, you have played. And let's take a look at it. Helias is 2-1 against the three teams, beat Capital City 3-0, lost to Rockridge 5-0, then beat Jefferson City 2-0. Columbia Rockbridge beat Helias 5-0, lost to Jefferson City 1-0, and then in double overtime beat Capital City 2-1. Capital City, a loss to Helias, as we mentioned, beat Jefferson City 1-0, lost in double overtime to Columbia Rockbridge. And for the Jefferson City Lady Jays, a loss to Capital City, they beat Rockbridge 1-0, lost to Helias 2-1. So everything is really tight.
Absolutely. It's called the beautiful game, because ultimately, you know, you could outshoot a team 30-2, and that team that shot two just beat you. So, like I was alluding to, it on any given night, our teams are set so that, you know, we could take it to Rockbridge one night, and then the next day fall on our face to Cap City, and or vice versa. Rockbridge could take it to JC, and then the next night, you know, fall on their face to us. And ultimately, that's why we play these games, and to see each other early in the season and know that we can game plan and tweak some things from the first time we've seen these opponents is also another thing that's going to make it fun this week.
And these are rivalry games. Let me ask you this. Is it easier to prepare for a district and all four teams know each other very well?
It is. And you just said it. It's the rivalry. So it's those girls getting excited to play against teams that they don't like to lose to. And so the girls all know each other. A lot of these girls have played with each other for years outside of school. And so they want to play against their friends, and they want to beat their friends, and ultimately it makes it exciting.
You take a look at your situation. You played four games in 8 days, and now you'll have a couple of days before your first district game.
Yeah, and not a lot of practice time between now and Tuesday. And a heavy end of the season kind of has beat us up. So our last few games, I've been going without, you know, last game we didn't have three starters. The game before that, I did not have my starting keeper and two other starters. So, you know, injuries and things like that have kind of been plaguing my varsity starters here as over the course of the last week. And that's because of the high game rate. And, you know, girls' spring season happens in the blink of an eye. You know, you get those 21 games in such a short period that some weeks you have, like you said, game, day off, game, day off, game, day off, game, and sometimes game, game, day off. So that takes a toll on these young girls' bodies, and kudos to them to go home and we've created a new word called nutrate. So they go home and nutrate and take care of their bodies and are ready to be back on the field in a relatively quick turnaround.
As we mentioned, you've played four games in the last 8 days. Did you set your schedule up that way, or did you have to reschedule due to maybe weather or something along those lines?
That's the way our schedule was set at the beginning of the year. I take that back. Some of the games got switched and moved to later parts of the season because of COVID and mm-hmm. schools not being able to they were worried about maybe traveling early in the season. So the back of the season was a little bit heavier loaded, I think, because of that. Q&D is a game we normally play early in the season, and they got shifted back to mid to late season. Visitation's always at the end of the season, but normally we try to keep Viz is like 3 days. We like a good amount of practice after those last couple of days, and this year we just didn't seem to get that.
We've talked to you about this in the past. You have 9 wins, 7 by shutout.
Caitlin Bucher has been absolutely stellar, and like I said, our schedule is tough. You know, mm-hmm. we play teams that are going to put the ball in the back of the net, and when our defense is solid and Caitlin is healthy, she's as good as anybody in the state, and our defense helps keep that clean sheet. And I'm hoping that, and I think the girls have the potential and the capability to get us one or two more of those clean sheets.
Hey, you take a look at the four teams, and they are very similar with regards to how many goals they're scoring per game and how many goals they're giving up per game.
Yeah. Attack at the girls' level is you either have those girls that know how to push and attack that back line, or you've got a very strong defense. Right now, I'm stronger on the defensive end. And if we're able to keep teams off the scoreboard, we're normally able to poke one or two in there and maybe sneak away with the win. Cap City is very, very offensive minded. Gia and Brooke Green and Yanni Clark up there are going to be absolutely powerhouses trying to stuff that ball in the back of our net. So I think if we're defensively strong and we get Izzy Lubert firing and Cam Strope going and we can hold them to zero goals in the first half, kind of like we did the last time we played them, I think our opportunity to be successful in that game is good. But like I said, the ability for them to score in the blink of an eye is going to be there for the full game.
All right, Class 4, District 9 at Helias. Here's the schedule. Tuesday, May the 18th, number 1 seed Columbia Rockbridge takes on the number 4 seed Jefferson City Lady Jays at 5 p.m. Helias, the number 2 seed, takes on Capital City, the number 3 seed, at 7 p.m. The district title game at 6 o'clock on Thursday. Coach, they're calling for rain, the possibility of rain all week, so it's really a key that you have that artificial surface.
Oh, absolutely. And we have one of the beautiful surfaces in the state, and it drains well. And if we can keep the lightning and thunder away, it'll make for a fun track to play on. It'll make it a quick, skippy game, and it'll be a exciting night with good soccer. So if anybody's looking for some good games to come out and watch, De La Salle Field on Tuesday night is going to be the spot to be.
You mentioned it earlier, the game between you and Capital City will be a great matchup, won't it?
Oh, boy, oh, boy. And like I mentioned earlier, a lot of these girls have been playing club soccer with each other for years and years and years, and they know each other well. Me and Travis are fairly good friends, and it'll be fun going in there and playing them, but ultimately we all have the same goal on our mind, and that's get in there and get that dub and get on to that Thursday night game.
What's your number one key on Tuesday?
Defense. We're gonna play very sound behind the ball. We're gonna be compact. We're gonna look to just build and possess out of the back and move the ball up the field. And like I said, if we can keep the ball out of the net, we have some very good weapons up top of our own. And I think if Izzy can sneak one or two in, or we can get the ball through to Carolyn McCurran or Molly Driscoll making those runs on the wings, then we're going to have every opportunity to be successful.
Coach, appreciate your time this morning. Good luck next week.
Kevin, thank you.
Elias, Lady Crusaders head soccer coach Jay Hebenheimer, back with more after the break. It's the Coach's Show on KWOS.
Of the top 100 air conditioner experts, what are the most common reasons air conditioners break down during hot and humid conditions? Kim?
Clogged coils?
Russ?
Peanut butter?
Uncomfortable.
At AirServe, we believe the air in which you live and breathe should be comfortable and clean. Right now, for a limited time, we're offering a $20 discount on our air conditioner tune-ups, so you can relax and be comfortable all summer long. Go to AirServe.com and schedule your appointment today.
We'll put you in your comfort zone.
Going that extra mile. Anymore, it's rare to get the first mile out of people, let alone the extra one. It really makes me appreciate Speedy Bee's convenience store. As if it ain't enough, they give you fresh burgers made to order, the cleanest bathrooms, and the coldest beer. Every one of their locations offers daily lunch specials, fresh made. That says extra mile to me, but maybe they don't keep track. Maybe they just enjoy the journey. Speedy Bee's. Fresh burgers, cold beer, clean bathrooms. Find Speedy Bee on Facebook.
Hi, this is Lynn Kramer at Merry Maids, and times are changing. We realize that our customers are busy and that even making time to do in-home estimates are difficult. So we are doing estimates over the phone. We do a virtual walkthrough, and then I send you an email with all the details. Everything else has stayed the same. We are still insured and bonded, bring all our equipment, supplies, and guarantee our work. Contact us online at merrymaids.com.
Merry Maids!
Half a cup of sugar.
Half? No, you want a full cup.
No, I'm pretty sure it's half.
Guys, this is meringue we're talking about. It's a cup and a half at least.
Have you even made meringue?
Why send multiple people to do a one-man job? At Minmo Telecom, one person is all you need because the entire staff all know how to take care of your access control, security, and telecom needs. It's Minmo Telecom and Security.
Your peace of mind is just a click away. MinmoTelecom.com.
Oh, God, this tastes awful. Okay, we got to start over.
Hi, I'm Missouri State Treasurer Scott Fitzpatrick. The Treasurer's Office holds more than $1 billion of unclaimed property, things like utility deposits or uncashed checks, and some of it might belong to you. 1 in 10 Missourians has unclaimed property, and the average claim is $300. You can search online 24/7 at showmemoney.com. Claiming your money is always free. It's Missouri's biggest lost and found, so search today.
Sponsored by the Missouri State Treasurer's Office.
I'm Mark Boyer with Three Rivers Electric. If you come across a down power line or a low-hanging power line, always assume the power line is energized and stay at least 10 feet away from that down power line to avoid receiving an electric shock. Also, if you plan on using a standby generator during a storm, please make sure that the generator is connected properly. If you have questions about how to properly connect a generator to your system, call us at Three Rivers Electric Cooperative and we'd be happy to answer your questions. I'm Mark Boyer from Three Rivers Electric.
The KWOS Coaches Show.
Welcome back. We are joined now by Capital City Lady Cavaliers head soccer coach Travis Carrier. We just had on Jay Hebenheimer of the Helias Lady Crusaders. This is going to be a heck of a district next week, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it is. It's shaping up like it.
You come in with 15 wins on the season. It's been a very good year for the Lady Cavaliers, hasn't it?
Yeah, we've done a pretty good job. A couple of them got away from us. I feel like some of them were some close games, and they could have gone either way. But we've done pretty good to win the ones that we did, I guess.
Tell us about your team as you head into districts. The season, as we mentioned, 15 wins. But tell us a little bit about the team heading into the districts next week.
you know, I mean, we're pretty young. That's kind of our what's plagued us, I think, a little bit so far this year. If you can say anything's really plagued you at 15-6. But you know that I don't want to say our team's immature, but you know, in comparison, we probably are to other teams, and I think that makes a difference. You know, as far as the inexperience. But I think we've come a long way since the beginning of the season, and I think, you know, one of our last games, I think we played a pretty good, or probably one of our most complete games against Rolla, the last game of the season, and you know, probably posted one of our best results. I don't think they're a bad team by any means, and to get six in on them and play as well as we did, I think we're starting to click a little bit, and that we really, really needed it going into districts after we go down to Kickapoo with a few injuries and really take our hardest hit of the entire season against Kickapoo, and then just a couple of games later start playing as good as we have. So, I don't know. We're young, we're inexperienced, but we're starting to play a little bit. So hopefully we can turn it around and connect a little bit on Tuesday.
Yeah, you've seen with this team, though, as the season has progressed, that they've gotten more and more experience and they've gotten more and more confident, haven't they?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, I mean, you really, you know, we do have some young ones and on other teams across the state that have juniors and seniors or big classes of juniors and seniors. You know, some of these kids don't get on the field maybe. And, you know, that's kind of a curse in one side, and the fact that you don't have that experience, that maturity out there. But at the same time, they are gaining it at a much more rapid pace than other sophomores are across the state. You know, they're getting in bigger games and they're getting that experience, and you know, they're kind of thrown into the fire, and it's kind of, you learn a little bit quicker. So it's been good for us at the same time. You know,
you take a look at your schedule and you've won four of your last five games to get to 15-6 on the year.
Yeah. We've done a pretty good job. We ran through a rough spell. I think of our six losses, I think three or four of them came in a matter of five games also, you know, so
yeah.
It was we lost to Elias early, and then we had a stretch where we were doing pretty well, and then we hit back into that conference schedule a little bit, and then lost a few kind of back to back or bang bang bang, and then we've kind of come around a little bit again. So hopefully we're in our best phase right now when we need to be.
You've been pretty busy too. I think four games in 7 days, and there'll be five days between your last game and your first game of district on May the 18th against Elias. You mentioned it just a few moments ago. You beat Rolla at home 6-1. You had a player get the hat trick.
Yeah, we've done a pretty good job of getting her the ball, and she does a pretty good job of getting other players the ball. I think we had numerous players. We were talking about that we were the other day at practice, that we were getting a lot of people involved in the attack. Just so happens that one of them is getting on the end of several of them, but we're getting a lot of people involved, which is what we really need towards the end of the season as well. You know, you can't rely on one player, and definitely need those contributions from everybody, and it looks pretty good.
You take a look at this district, and again, we mentioned it just a few moments ago with Coach Hebenheimer. There's four teams in the district who are very similar. Rockbridge is the number one seed, Elias number two. You are checking it at number three, Jefferson City at number four. But you take a look at having played one another, and they've all been tight games. This is going to be a heck of a district next week, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I mean, it typically is. You know, everybody complains in Central Missouri that it's a tough district, you know, for those teams around here. But I can't imagine that that's not what you want. You know, I've said it before that you need to play the good teams in order to prepare yourself as you move on. And of course, you want to be able to get out of districts. But, you know, I mean, I don't think you would want to take a couple games where you're just rolling over a team and then get to somebody in the next round that you face and be ill-prepared. So I think it's a good thing. I think we're all really close. I think any of the games could go either way, and that makes for an exciting time and a good matchup. So, definitely close.
talk about a couple of numbers and get your comments. First of all, you come into this match against Helias averaging 4 goals a game, giving up just 1.6 goals per game. And the second number I want you to comment about is, you know, one of the things you take a look at is you're going to be at a neutral site. You take a look at away games, neutral site games this year for the Lady Cavaliers, and you were 9-4.
Yeah, not too bad. The neutral site thing, it is technically, you know, because it's at districts, but we will be playing at Helias Stadium.
Right. So, it's awful close, right?
Yeah. Misha might call it a neutral site, but no, which is fine. You know, they played at our place, and I'm pretty good buddies with Jay, and we talk quite a bit, but I hope we kind of turn the script around on them and get them 3-0 at their place this year, but I wouldn't be too disappointed in it. But so neutral site, but we have done fairly well on the road this year, so I hope that continues for sure. But the four, I guess you said four goals a game,
and then
4 goals a game, and then two against, or the 1.6, which in my mind is considering two a game, and we definitely need to change that. That's something we've talked about, kind of getting a little more organized on the defensive side and trying to not give up goals. I think that kind of plays into our youth and inexperience, giving up goals. And we definitely, if we're going to be productive in the district, we've definitely got to keep from giving up goals.
But that 4 goals a game through 21 games, that's a pretty good number.
Yeah, not too bad. We're pretty happy with the way we've done that in front of the net sometimes. I think we could be far more productive at times, but we're kind of at a point where we need to be playing our best soccer now, so I'm hoping that definitely continues. I wouldn't be upset with our average staying just at that.
You take a look at the Tuesday game against Helias and had a chance to look at both schedules last night. 7 common opponents for these two teams. They go 4-3 against those 7 common opponents. And all of them have been the same. Both have battle victories. Both have wins over Father Tolton. Both have wins over Jefferson City. Both have wins over Rolla. Both have losses to Columbia Hickman, Columbia Rockbridge, and Sedalia Smith Cotton. So this ought to be a tight, well-played, very good game on Tuesday.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think all four of the teams in the district are really, you know, have the opportunity to take the game away. And really come out of this district. You know, typically you see kind of a huge discrepancy sometimes in high school soccer as far as how they district in the number one seed versus the number four. You know, that you're going to see here in the next couple weeks or the next couple days that you're going to see some 1-4 matchups that are going to be 6-7-8-0, and even sometimes the 2 and 3 can have a big divide. And you know, when you look at our number one versus number four, the number four beat the number one during the regular season. So It's going to be tight, and they're going to be good games for sure. So
appreciate your time, Coach. Good luck next week.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
The Mike Ferguson Show.
That's what Black Lives Matter is, trying to change. You just need to bring people
Black
together.
Lives Matter is a Marxist-based organization.
Well, in your opinion, that's so.
No, I mean, in the statement from the actual founders of Black Lives Matter, they have acknowledged that they are trained Marxists and that's a Marxist movement. That's not my words. Those are their words.
Okay, but you guys use Marxism as some kind of bad thing. It's not necessarily.
Yes.
Not necessarily,
yes, I do.
Okay.
The Mike Ferguson Show. Afternoons 4 to 6 on KWOS.
You'd think finding a job online would be easy. There's hundreds of job sites posting thousands of positions every day. But you still have to get lucky and hope that the perfect person reads your resume and picks you from the pile. Not anymore. MidmoHires.com makes finding your next career easier than ever. And the best part is, these are local companies looking for great local people like you. Click through the companies and categories that suit you best at MidmoHires.com. MidmoHires.com.
The KWOS Coaches Show.
Welcome back again. Our thanks to Capital City Lady Cavaliers head soccer coach Travis Carrier for joining us on our second segment of the Coaches Show this morning. Once again, taking a look at the soccer districts, Class 4, District 9 at Helias next week on Tuesday. Here's your setup. Columbia Rockbridge, the number one seed, will meet number 4 Jefferson City at 5 p.m. Helias, the number 2 seed, meets Capital City, the number 3 seed, at 7 p.m. The district title game will be Thursday at 6 p.m., those games taking place at the Helias Sports Complex. Joining us now is Blair Oaks Falcons head baseball coach Mike D'Amelio. Postseason is here, Coach.
Yeah, it's an exciting time. We've been looking forward to it all year and ready to get started.
Well, you've had a great year, over 20 wins again this year for the Falcons on the diamond.
Yeah, it's been a really good year for us. We knew we were going to be pretty good coming in, but you weren't quite sure how much we could do. And we got a pretty deep pitching staff, which really helped us during the season because you start playing a lot of games. You know, sometimes you can run a low end of your pitching rotation. And when we did it this year, it really didn't drop off much. So it huge advantage for us for sure.
You know, we talked with you earlier in the year. You had a couple of no-hitters that you threw, and then you take a look at a two-hitter recently against School of the Osage and a one-hitter on Friday, May the 7th, against Centralia in a ball game. You won 9-0. You're getting some pitching, aren't you?
Yeah, our pitching's been good all year. I mean, you know, even when we're a little off, we're good enough that we can keep us in games. And, you know, those two games against Osage and Centralia, we were really good. So, you know, when our guys are right, we're really hard to score on. And our defense plays really well, too. You know, we've gotten a lot better as the year's gone on. And when you combine those two elements, you're going to have a hard time, or their opponents are going to have a hard time scoring. And that's been a positive thing for us.
You ended the regular season undefeated in conference play. You won the Tri-County Conference with a mark of 7-0. And you were undefeated at home during the regular season this year.
Yeah, I mean, I said this last time we were on with our conference. It's getting better and better. I mean, it's tough when you got Southern Boone and Boonville and Hallsville and California, and I think Eldon and Osage are getting better, you know. So for us to go undefeated against those teams is a great accomplishment. And you always want to protect your home turf, you know. You get your friends and your family there all the time, and there's a little more pressure at home just because the eyes are on you. So for us to step up and go undefeated there is a great accomplishment for this team as well.
It started during the fall sports season. You continue it with the baseball team. The success at Blair Oaks as far as the Tri-County Conference is concerned, with you winning the baseball conference title, I think that's 8 conference titles this 2020-2021 school year for Blair Oaks.
We got a really good senior class. That's a big part of it. They're great kids. They work hard. They've got a lot of good athletes in there. And so when your teams are good, when you're senior heavy, and you got kids that can really play, it makes a big difference. We got a lot of multi-sport athletes, and so that's been probably the biggest key. But, you know, we just have depth throughout our school. We're pretty blessed with the amount of kids who play youth sports, and, you know, the parental support is really good. And so, you know, I don't know if we'll ever, you know, we win 8 conference titles every year. That's not going to happen. But I think we're in the running probably in most sports of being in there. And I'm glad we just keep the tradition up of accomplishing that like the rest of sports did.
There's a lot of pride behind that, isn't there?
Yeah, I mean, I have a feeling that a lot of schools don't like us and because of probably our success and some things like that. But at the end of the day, you know, we're doing what's best for our kids. And we do have pride in Blair Oaks, and we get made fun of a little bit because everybody wears their green and all that. But that's part of the school I really like. And so, yeah, I mean, it is definitely a pride thing, and our kids, you know, not necessarily expect it, but we really strive for it, and again, we're proud of the school we're at.
Yeah, we mentioned the fact that you will go into districts with 23 wins on the season. With the schedule that you've put together, that's very difficult to do, 20-plus wins in a season.
Absolutely. I mean, we play as hard a schedule as anybody in Class 4. You know, around here, you know, we barely had any days off. I mean, when we played, there was usually a pretty formidable opponent on the other end of the diamond. And, you know, that's what we want to. You know, we don't want to go out there and just, you know, it'd be really fun. And our stats would look a heck of a lot better if we went out there and padded our games a little bit and won 14-0 every game. And, you know, all of our guys would hit over 400 and whatever else. But, I mean, I totally believe in what we're doing. I think our kids enjoy playing the good competition. And I think it helps us. It'll help us in the postseason because there'll be nobody that will play that we'll be in awe of because we've played as good a team as the other team. So it's definitely preparing for us. I don't know if we'll get it done or not, but definitely made us better for sure.
Last week of the regular season, you were busy. Ball game on Monday where you beat California in 9 innings by a score of 8-6. Came right back on Tuesday, beat Jefferson City 3-2. And then on Wednesday, lost to Troy Buchanan 9-2, 3 games in 3 days.
Yep, we wanted to play. You know, the problem is we don't play our first district game until next Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
So we didn't really want a long layoff. Our last regular season game was scheduled for Monday with California, but we lost the game due to weather, and then we lost a half of the tournament in the Jeff City tournament. We were supposed to play Troy, so we added them to the schedule. So that was the Mission rules allow us to do that. And so, yeah, we wanted to play, and it was three good teams. I mean, California game was, you know, we were kind of in control, and all of a sudden they just started hitting the baseball in the sixth inning. You know, they ended up tying it up in the seventh, and they really competed hard. And then the Jeff City game, you know, we threw our best pitcher. They threw their best pitcher and got off to a nice start. You know, that kid had beaten us earlier this year, and we kind of avenged that loss, 3-2 win. And then flat-out, Troy just beat us. I mean, they were just a little bit better. I mean, they hit the ball really well, and the pitcher threw a nice game, and really didn't play bad. It was just one of those days that their team is a little better than you. So, but I think all three of those games helped us will help us in the postseason.
Yeah, you take a look at the schedule. Again, a 9-game winning streak during the season, and at one point you won 13 out of 14 baseball games.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and I said it earlier, when you get the pitching depth that we do, you know, you have a chance in every game. And then, you know, we caught some breaks here and there that, you know, some games we won that, you know, maybe we got a little lucky, you know, and I think you need that to have a long streak. But when you can throw a quality pitcher out there every game, you know, we swing the bats pretty well on most occasions. And, you know, it's a pretty good recipe there. And, you know, like I said, you know, hopefully we can keep this thing going. But, you know, you're just one game away right now from ending your season. So hopefully we can avoid that as long as possible.
You know, we've talked with you before about your pitching staff and the depth that you have at the pitching position this year for the Blair Oaks Falcons. Let's spend a moment talk about your batting order, because you score, on average, 8 runs a game. You're pretty tough out from top to bottom, aren't you?
Yeah. I mean, we got a couple guys, Reed Dudenhafer ended up hitting 440 on the year, and you know, Will Libber was up in the 390 range. But most of our guys are in the 360s, 350s. A couple guys are down in the lower 300s. I think we have 8 out of our 9 starters are over 300. You know, so, you know, we don't just rely on one guy. I mean, there's games where Reed won't be his best. But then our 7-hole, 8-hole, Josh Isaacs and guys like that will have 2-3 hits. It just seems like every night somebody has a guy or two have a really good game. And then, you know, a few other guys get a hit here and there. And then maybe one guy goes 0-for or whatever it may be, but I just don't feel like the pitchers could ever take some time off. They can never relax. They can never feel like this is an easy out. I just think every out, all 21 outs that we make, you have to earn. You have to get us out. And, you know, like I said, we can be pretty dangerous offensively at times.
District actually started yesterday. Eldon beat Osage by a score of 7-2. This is what it sets up for Wednesday's district semifinals. Number 1 seed Fatima, 16-7, will meet Eldon. And then number 2 seed Blair Oaks meets California Wednesday at 6 p.m. California comes in with a mark of 18-8. You were 23-5. Fatima is 16-7. This is a good district, isn't it?
Yeah, for sure. When I saw when they came out, you know, immediately you see Fatima. I mean, obviously, you know, the tradition they have there, and you know the quality of team they have. So I knew right there they would be tough. And then you see California, you know, had a great year. You know, I wasn't not real comfortable about playing them the first round because I know they got a solid team and they have a really good arm that they're going to throw at us. You know, and Eldon Osage, as I said, they're getting better. I mean, they're dangerous too. I mean, you get them on the wrong day and, you know, they can beat you. So it's a tough district, no doubt. You know, and certainly whoever gets out there is not going to get any easier. But it's definitely going to be a challenge for us. We're excited for it, though. I mean, California game. I mean, our guys knew we kind of skated by there, and then Fatima beat us early this year. So if we got to play them, we'd be pretty excited to try to avenge that loss. But you know, I wouldn't be 100% shocked if Eldon beat Fatima. I don't think Eldon's better than Fatima, but they're close enough that on a given day, Eldon might beat him, you know. So it's going to be wide open for sure.
Yeah, you take a look at your game against California, and you will meet the Pintos, twice in about a 10-day time span, won't you?
Yeah, we did 2 years ago, too. I'd like to play California a little bit earlier. We always go into the district seeding meeting and have not played each other. So, it's a little awkward. You know, I think I want to say that was their last game, so they'll basically play us back-to-back. we at least had a couple games in between to kind of get our minds off them for a little bit before focusing on them again. But it's the way it is. Baseball's kind of meant to be playing in series and things like that, so it's not the oddest thing in the world. But, you know, there's still enough time in between the games that it probably won't seem like it was back-to-back like it would for in some cases.
You know, and teams in this district will have an opportunity from their last game to get set for the Wednesday games to get their pitching staff set, won't they?
Yeah, the time off does allow us to do that. It's something that, you know, the whole year we've been kind of in rotation, you know, and whoever's turn it was, they just went. You know, now with everybody being available, now we can decide and kind of strategize a little bit and see who we want to match up with which team or whatever. But, you know, in a single-game tournament, you know, there's really no waiting around to see who you're going to pitch. I mean, you got to go with your best guys to make sure you win that game, and then the next day you go with the next best guys available. So that's kind of our strategy. And like I said, everybody will be available that game one, and we'll do whatever we can to win that game for sure.
Yeah, we've talked about the fact that you're averaging 8 runs a game coming into that contest next week against California. Took a look at their numbers last night. They're averaging 9 runs a game. This is a ball club that can put them on the board, can't they?
Yeah, absolutely. As I said, through 5 innings the other day, we were up 6-0. Our guy was throwing a gem. I mean, he was I don't know, say mowing him down, but he was getting quick outs. Got a lot of weak ground balls, you know, a few strikeouts here and there. And all of a sudden, the 6th inning, they just started hammering baseballs. And we couldn't get our bullpen up fast enough. You know, just kind of nowhere. We thought we were going to cruise control. So they got a guy that swing the bat. We respect them. We know they're dangerous offensively and on the mound as well. And we certainly know we have nothing wrapped up. And it was probably a blessing that we didn't win 6-0 to be honest, because our guys might have thought bad about them. But I think our guys learned pretty quick at the end of that game. California's got a really good baseball team, and we're going to have a handful, sure.
Districts will be at California. Again, here are the district semifinal lineups. Number 1 seed Fatima meets Eldon Wednesday at 4:30. That's May the 19th. Followed by Blair Oaks, the number 2 seed against California. That one's scheduled to start at 6 p.m. The district title game will be on Thursday, scheduled to start with the first pitch at 5 p.m. Coach, appreciate your time this morning. Good luck next week.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Blair Oaks Falcons head baseball coach Mike D'Amelio back with more after the break. It's the Coaches Show on KWOS.
When Raymer Brothers first opened their doors, they wanted to bring quality, one-of-a-kind, handcrafted furniture to Mid-Missouri. And for over 25 years, they've been able to provide quality and affordable furniture for the dining room, living room, outside, and more. From traditional to modern, they're proud to showcase Amish and Mennonite furniture that lasts. And every piece comes with a 10-year warranty. Raymer Brothers Furniture, making furniture the American way for over 25 years. 87 and Highway C Junction in High Point. RaymerBrothers.com.
A colony of termites. They make it sound so nice, don't they? A colony. Well, it's not nice. It's the vanguard of a precision operation that could involve up to as many as 1 million termites in your backyard. That's more termites than people in the Uzbekistan Army. Think about that. The Uzbekistan Army underground in your backyard, and they want to eat your house. Now, you can either call the National Guard, but they're busy, or call your friend Steve.
I'm Steve with Steve's Pest Control. Our Centricon system for termites doesn't just get them out of your house, it kills the entire colony dead. Plus, we give a $250,000 termite damage warranty protecting your home. We're going to solve your pest problem. I guarantee it.
From the tenacious termites to the rascally rodents, call Steve's Pest Control. Online at stevespestcontrol.com.
Now you got a friend in the pest control business, Steve's Pest Control.
It's just human nature to love shiny things. As long as there have been people, shiny things have held special status, and the shinier the better. Like a brand new car or a truck on the lot, every inch of it perfectly contoured, clean, and reflective. Over time, as that beautiful new car starts to collect dents, scratches, and loses its shine, you can always get it cleaned and polished again, just like a piece of jewelry. But when your car gets banged up in an accident, getting that shine back becomes the least of your worries. This is Gary with Extreme Extreme Body and Paint. Whether your car has minor or major damage you want fixed, not only do we fix it right and make the process easy and stress-free as possible, nobody makes your car look newer and shine brighter than the Extreme Team at Extreme Body and Paint. We are now located under one roof at 1007 Lomo Drive, Jefferson City, Missouri, or online at extremebodyandpaint.com.
We make it shine like new. Extreme Body and Paint.
Your body is like a computer. Your brain is the hard drive and the processor. It's where all of your files are stored. Your heart, on the other hand, is the power supply. And without it, nothing else works. Thankfully, much like a computer, if you take care of it, your heart will run perfectly. At the Missouri Heart Center, they'll tell you it's never too late to start eating healthy, exercising, and quitting smoking. And it's never too early to start doing those things either. Don't miss a beat with the Missouri Heart Center, online at moheartcenter.com.
The KWOS Coaches Show.
Elias Crusaders head baseball coach Chris Weirich joins us now on the Coaches Show. District next week in Sedalia. Coach, postseason is here.
It is. Everybody's record 0-0 again. It's new season, so we're excited.
And we've talked with you about this before. The season goes by very quickly, doesn't it?
It does. It seemed like yesterday we were playing our first game. So once you get into the grind of the season, it just goes and goes, and you know, game after game. And here we are. We're where if you lose, you go home. So I think we're ready to play. We got two more practices today and tomorrow, and we'll see where we're at.
I took a look at your schedule again last night. It wasn't that long ago that you started a 7-game winning streak down in Florida. That led to 10 wins in 11 games.
Yeah, they really got us off to a good start. You know, played some good baseball down there, had some nice weather, and played some good teams. And it really helped us figure out who needed to play and who needed to play where. And so it really gave us a good start.
Let's spend a moment. Tell me about the seniors on your baseball team.
That's a good group. Smart kids. They work hard. You know, we got 7 of them. Each one of them has something they bring to the table. You know, it's something that, you know, it's a full team effort with these guys. You know, some are better hitters, some are better defenders, some can really pitch it. So, it's a good group.
You will beat Blue Springs in the first round of districts, and we'll go through the district lineup in just a moment. But this will be the first meeting between you and Blue Springs, I think, for about 4 years now. I think you last played 2017.
It's been a while. Yeah, it was probably in the Jeff Cities tournament,
right.
I'm guessing is when it was. But, they're usually a good program. I think they're young. We can be young at times if we have certain guys in the game playing certain positions. But, yeah, I think they're pretty young. They can swing it pretty well. So it's going to be a challenge for us on Monday.
You are at Sedalia Smith Cotton this week, coming up four districts, and I mention that because I took a look at a number last night that I think is very impressive. Neutral site tournament record this year for Elias, you're 8-1.
Yeah, we are. It's one of those things where I think sometimes at home you get a little bit too comfortable, maybe get a little bit lax. On the road, you play with a little bit more intensity, and it's something where I think we can hang our hat on. You know, it's a situation where everybody's going to a site that they're not familiar with, so I think it plays to our advantage.
Does it get a situation, too, where you're on the bus, you have a chance to kind of clear your mind and get set for the game?
It does. It does. It's about an hour and 10 minutes by bus to Sedalia, and gives us a chance to get ready for the game, mentally prepare for it, and we're going to need to be focused for Blue Springs. We're going to be alone.
This past week, a 3-game week for you. You won 2 of 3 games, didn't you?
We did. We did. We had a good week. And the game we lost, the game was right there for us to win. Like a lot of games we've lost this year, they've been one-run games where, you know, the game hinged on one or two plays, one or two pitches, and that was the case against Campton. So hopefully we can straighten that out and win those games when they present themselves in districts.
Played well on Monday, beat Rolla 9-1.
Yeah, Rolla was a dangerous team. They can really swing it. They're very aggressive. So that was a good win for us at home. Campton's virtually the same team. We kind of split it up with our pitchers, and we did that again on Thursday. We split it with our pitchers just to give innings and to get our rotation prepared for district. So, we had a good week. We played 3 good teams, and hopefully that'll propel us for next week.
A Thursday win was a 3-2 victory over Sedalia. You got a good outing on the mound from Nate Roark, didn't you?
Yeah, Nate threw well. The guy hit one home run off of him. Made one mistake. I think he threw 3 innings plus. So he threw exactly the amount of pitches we wanted him to throw to get him ready for Monday, because he's going to be our starter on Monday. So, yeah, Nate's done a good job for us all year. When he pounds the strike zone, he's tough to hit. You know, he's 6'3", down angle. He's figured out a little bit of a curveball now, so he's got a fastball, curveball, change that he can throw at people. So he's going to be tough to face. So I hope that he's ready to go on Monday.
Now, this is an 8-team district, and you look around the state, and there's not a lot of 8-team districts, are there?
No. The state decided that Class 6 and Class 5 would have 8-team districts, and everybody else would have anywhere from, I think there's some districts in 4 and 3 that only have 4 teams in them.
Yeah.
So that's a whole other topic to discuss later at a later time. But it's just one of those things where it just takes a round of playoffs out. So if you win your district, you don't necessarily have to play a sectional game. You just have to win one game to go to the Final Four. So if you can grind it out in districts, you have a really legitimate chance to go to the Final Four because you only have to win one game.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to talk about the first round pairings in just a moment. But you play Monday. Winners will play Tuesday, the semifinals. And then Wednesday's the district title game, so you better be pretty deep in pitching.
Yes, that's exactly right. And I think we have a chance to, if we can make a run, I think we have a chance to do that. We've used 10 or 11 pitchers this year. We're going to have to piece some games together, but I think if we can get on the right track on Monday early, I think we can gain some momentum. I think we can do it.
You know, you have a situation, too, where you're playing 3 games in 3 days to make it to the district title game. And, again, with the pitch count that exists today in high school baseball, you really take a look at it from the situation of, I would think from the standpoint of most coaches, if they have multiple pitchers and they're pretty deep on their pitching staff, that you might have multiple pitchers pitch in each one of those games.
We could. Yeah, we could split all 3 games if we make it that far. It could be 2 or 3 guys per game, just depending on, you know Nate can throw up to 95 pitches in a game since he's just a sophomore. And most of our other pitchers are juniors and seniors, so they get 105. So we haven't had, I think, the most Nate's thrown all year has been like 84, 85 pitches. So if we have to extend him out, he can do that, which is ideal to have your starter throw that deep in a game. But I think we have enough guys that can get outs in certain situations. We just have to play matchups really well.
Monday, here is the setup. Number 1 seed Jefferson City meets Waynesville at 11 o'clock. Number 2 Columbia Rockbridge against Capital City. That is a 1:15 game. Number 3 Blue Spring South against Sedalia Monday at 3:30. And then it is Helias, the number 5 seed, meeting number 4 Blue Springs. That is a Monday game at 5:45. Jefferson City has 18 wins, as does Columbia Rockbridge. Pretty good district, Coach.
It is. It's probably... Four of the biggest schools in the state in our district, and that's just what we have to deal with. And those teams have depth up and down our lineups and on the pitching staff, so it's going to be an uphill battle for us. But again, I think if we come out focused and mentally prepared, I think we can get it done.
Blue Springs comes into their game against Helias, averaging 4.7 runs a game, giving up 5 runs a game. Helias scoring about 5 runs a game, giving up 3.5 runs a game. Pretty similar numbers.
Yeah, we may be carbon copies of each other, essentially. So, but the word is they can really, if they get hot, they can really swing the bat. So we're going to have to make sure we pitch well and play solid defense. You know, not make any mistakes on defense, and make the right throws to the cuts. And if they give us an out somewhere, we have to take it. So I'm sure the next 2 days, yesterday's practice is really focused. We had a good day. Today's going to be a little bit tougher with the weather, but I think we can have 2 good practices. I think we'll be ready for Monday.
What's your number 1 key?
Focus. If we're mentally prepared and we're ready to go at you and participate and compete with you, I think we have a legitimate chance.
And, Coach, we mentioned the fact that there are 3 games, potentially, if you get to the district title game, 3 games in 3 days, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. I would imagine some of the reason for that, too, is to have some backup days in case it rains.
Yeah, that way you have at least 2 or 3, weather days, because district technically has to be done by Saturday. So, built in the rain days. But, the infield's turf at Sedalia, so it really shouldn't be that big of an issue other than if it's raining at game times. So I look for us to get it in those 3 days.
Coach, thanks for the visit. Good luck next week.
Thank you, Kevin. Appreciate it.
Helias Crusaders head baseball coach Chris Wyrick. Again, the districts, it's the Class 6 District 5 at Sedalia Smith Cotton High School. Here is your lineup for the first round on Monday, May the 17th. Number 1 seed Jefferson City meets number 8 Waynesville at 11 o'clock. At 1:15, the number 2 seed Bruins from Columbia Rockbridge will meet Capital City. That is a 1:15 game. Number 3, Blue Spring South against the host school, Sedalia Smith Cotton, Monday, May the 17th. That is a scheduled first pitch at 3:30. And then number 4 seed Blue Springs meets number 5 Helias, Monday at 5:45. The district semifinals will be the following day. That is Tuesday, the 18th. The Jefferson City and Helias winners will meet at 4:30. District title game is the next day, Wednesday the 19th at 6 p.m. We'll see you next week.
News Radio 950 KWOS and on FM at 104.5 KWOS Jefferson City.